collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Bird flu, more of it, and a lot more of it.
Scientists say it could be rodents looking for food that are tracking the virus into barns, or it could be the work of flies. For one animal health professor, though, the main concern is that the disease continues to move even with heightened biosecurity measures. At poultry farms, those measures include changing clothes and boots before entering barns, disinfecting equipment, and assigning workers to specific sites. I'm Violet Ekonomova.
A protest by Ethiopian Jews in Tel Aviv. One that Israel's president says exposes an open bleeding wound, and he says the country must respond to their grievances. Ethiopian Jews have long complained of racism and endemic poverty. And look for one more name in the GOP field for president this morning. Dr. Ben Carson.
The retired neurosurgeon is said to be ready to make a very important announcement in his hometown of Detroit on Monday morning. Then if his travel plans are any indication after that, he'll be on the presidential campaign trail in Iowa. John Sousa is with the Draft Carson Campaign Committee.
He's going to be working all of the early states very hard to make sure that, you know, he wins or is in the top three in all.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
This is following their plan. Their plan is to attack this way, like in Turkey, to attack the way they did in San Bernardino and Orlando with self-inspired jihadists.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani on Fox saying that people are only safe when we're on the offensive. He says the attacks like the one in Istanbul continue happening because there's no pressure on the enemy. We now know that more than 40 people were killed in the attack on Tuesday, which started with terrorists opening fire on people outside a security checkpoint. After exchanging gunfire with police, the bombers blew themselves up. Turkey's prime minister saying ISIS is likely behind the attack, and Rudy Giuliani goes on to say the attacks haven't stopped because we're not winning the fights.
The best way to deal with Islamic terrorism is to destroy them before they destroy you.
And in addition to the more than 40 people killed in Istanbul, more than 230 were injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame cooled anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Toyota recalls nearly 1.5 million hybrid Prius and Lexus models because of a possible airbag inflator problem. The recall affecting 2010 to 2012 cars, nearly 500,000 were sold in the United States. They say the inflators could have a small crack in a weld, which could cause the airbag to partially inflate, increasing the chance of injury. Well, the Benghazi report is now out, and Dr. Sean Foreman of Barry University says the report may not have too much of an effect on voters this November. He says the report probably reinforces what people already think about Hillary Clinton.
I don't think that it does any further damage to Hillary Clinton other than the perception that people already have that she bungled the response to Benghazi.
Hillary Clinton now says it's time to move on. Firefighters corral one of the biggest wildfires of the summer. Fire managers in Central California say the Erskine Fire in the foothills northeast of Bakersfield is about 60% contained, the fire killing two people, burning more than 70 square miles since Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, the Supreme Court rules it's unfair to women to impose restrictions to make abortion clinics safe. USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirt reports this
Texas
morning.
Laws that protected the health and welfare of women seeking abortions were struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. Matt Staver of the Liberty Council told USA Radio News, it's time for American citizens to have their states exercise the 10th Amendment.
I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable. I think it's time that the American public and certainly the states draw a line in the sand and say, this is enough. You know, we're tired of being dictated to from on high.
Staver said he hopes Texas will take other steps to keep abortion clinics from having unsanitary and unsafe conditions. I'm Jason Wirt.
In New Jersey, a Newark man's being sentenced in the so-called nanny cam attack. Sarah Lee Kessler has that story.
Sean Curtis was convicted earlier this month of robbing and beating the woman and throwing her down a basement staircase after breaking into her home in Millburn. The brutal attack captured on camera while the victim's 3-year-old daughter cowered just a few feet away and her 18-month-old son slept upstairs. The woman testified that 3 years later, she still has no feeling on one side of her face and limited movement because of a knee injury. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
Well, Sarah, Michael Phelps is back in the pool and competing at a high level. The 18-time Olympic gold medalist dominating to advance to the 200-meter butterfly final at the U.S. swim trials in Omaha last night. The finals of the event tonight. This is USA Radio News.
And good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. You know what that music means. We're in for a wonderful show today. My guest live in studio today is Dottie Polak. She is a wonderful realtor right here in Flemington at Weikert Realtors. Good morning, Dottie.
Morning, Rich.
Well, it's a beautiful morning today. Let's take a look at what the National Weather Service telling us our forecast is. Okay. And let's see here. Okay, so it is currently 74 degrees. It's mostly cloudy. It says, I didn't think it was mostly cloudy.
No.
Wow, not here. Then today it should be mostly sunny with a high of 81 degrees. Tonight there'll be a low of 58 degrees. On Thursday it'll be beautiful and sunny with a high of 85. Thursday night, mostly clear then a slight chance of showers and patchy fog with a low of 63. On Friday there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 86. Friday night, a chance of thunderstorms with a low of 65. On Saturday for the holiday weekend, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 86. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 60. On Sunday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 84. So it looks like for the better share of the weekend, we're going to have a terrific time.
Excellent.
So, Dottie, why don't you tell us a little about yourself, what you do, where you're located, and just about your real estate business.
I'm with Weikert Realtors in Flemington here at the Flemington Circle. I do residential, some commercial. I've been in real estate for a little over 4 years, and very busy. It's going very well.
Great. I know you have a lot of listings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we often do on Modern Design, we often do real estate shows because I think design and real estate really need to go hand in hand. I think you need to, if you're spending money on your home, you need to be conscious of that value and to make sure that we do things that add value. Even if you don't plan to sell your home, you know, in the near future, you want to do things that are going to add value and down the road add value when you go to sell, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Do you walk into a lot of houses where you see things that were done and they were just too personalized or things that maybe appeal to you maybe but not the mass of buyers and things like that?
Exactly. Color choices as far as carpeting, walls make a big difference and turn people off.
Exactly. One of the things that you and I were talking about before we went on the air today was about things in general that buyers are looking for. And often we talk about millennials, but it relates to anybody that's looking to buy a house. What are some of the key things that you see people consistently looking for in a home?
One of the items is updated kitchens and baths.
Oh, absolutely. Don't you think kitchen and bath are the most important thing?
Yeah. And the thing, too, is, you know, the buyers are on limited budget. They're going to go in. They're going to be spending – they're putting most of their savings down on the down payment for furnishings, and they don't want to have to go in and do any renovation.
Oh, exactly.
And it's timing, too. Nobody has time. Everybody's working multiple jobs.
Just to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I get the debate sometimes with people of whether or not they're going to do the kitchen. And they say, well, you know, what if I put in dark cabinets and somebody wants white cabinets? Or what if I put in white cabinets and somebody wants dark cabinets? But I think I go back to the fact, and I say this to people, and that's from my design perspective. Maybe from a real estate perspective, it's different. I say 100% of the people don't want a dark, dingy kitchen.
Exactly.
It's going to make your house unsaleable. Mm-hmm. So let's say you make a choice and you choose white cabinets, which happen to be the most popular right now. That's great. But a person could go into your place, and if it has a new kitchen, it may not be what they would have necessarily picked, but they can live with it.
Yes.
I think that lends to what you had just said about not having the time to change things out.
Exactly. Or even lighter colored cabinets,
correct.
Lighter maple or something.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. And just keeping it clean and consistent and not overdoing. In general, when you look at a listing and you talk to people and you walk through houses, what are some of the things that you see? You're like,
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I do hear from the buyers is they look at as far as staging.
Right.
They constantly comment either it is staged or it isn't staged.
And they know the difference.
They're quite savvy. They're, you know, they're computer literate and they're checking everything out on the computer first.
Don't you think that buyers are more savvy now than ever?
Yes.
We do often have realtors on the show, and I had a realtor on about a month ago, Paula Vignelli from Coldwell Banker Realtors, and she said, Rich, they know the difference between when they put a Home Depot toilet in or whether they put in a good, you know, toilet.
True.
They know the difference.
True.
So, yeah, people have become very, very savvy.
Mm-hmm.
What are most of your buyers? Are you dealing with millennials starting their search, or people that are looking to relocate or retire? What is what's the Flemington market like?
Combination. I have a lot of first time home buyers.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That are coming from rentals.
Right, and they're ready to have their first house.
Yes.
Do you think a lot of them have unrealistic expectations? They watch these design shows and they have crazy unrealistic expectations.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I will hear that a lot because I don't know. And Dottie, you have a little bit of a design background yourself besides mm-hmm. the real estate, which goes hand in hand. But you'll watch these design shows and they'll say, oh, yeah, for $6,000, we redid the kitchen. I'm like, really? And I consistently hear these people, and I think people have unrealistic expectations of how much things cost to renovate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing, too, with those shows, they're looking at different staging things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that leads into photography, which is very important when you're listing your home. You have to have excellent photos, otherwise they're going to pass it by.
Exactly. And to me, photographing a room is an art. Basically, a room is a box.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to have somebody that's savvy to catch the right angles, to catch the light, because I've seen beautiful rooms and they look terrible on the computer screen, and I've looked at terrible rooms that look beautiful on
mm-hmm.
the computer screen.
Yeah.
I think it's all about balance and manipulating the light, don't you think?
Yes, and the same thing with a room that's vacant,
mm-hmm.
that's empty. You know, you're looking at a room with carpeting, window, and a closet. It's like, what is this room? You know, you need furniture in there to give you a
perspective.
Exactly.
I agree. All right, we're going to go to some commercials. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back live with Modern Design. My guest in studio today happens to be Dottie Polak of Weikert Realtors right here in Flemington. Dottie, if people want to reach you by phone, how can they reach you?
Directly on my cell. It is 609-357-8436. And I also have a website. It's dottieshomeguide.com.
Very good. Okay, so what we were talking about before break was preparing your house for sale, and you brought up a very important point in my list of notes that I have here, and that is showing an empty house. And I always tell people, I had a situation many years ago where I had two houses, unfortunately, which does happen to people when they're transitioning with another home or if you have to go with a job or so on. And I think many people are making the mistake of taking their furniture out of the house and bringing it to their new space. And I always feel that that's a no-no. It's actually kind of funny. Rooms don't look bigger when they're empty, completely empty. They look smaller when they're completely empty, and smaller especially on film. That's one of the first things that I see. Mm-hmm. When you have a relatively small room, if you have a tiny 8x10 room and there's nothing in it, people think, I can't put a bed in here. But if you see a bed in an 8x10 room, oh, it's a bedroom, and it gives them a perspective that they can work with that. Don't you think that that's true?
And you know, another thing, Rich, people tend to forget an empty room.
Right.
If you're out looking at five homes,
right,
and there could be one house that has a huge, say, TV room or
right.
a rec room,
right,
and later on they forget because there was no furniture in it, there was nothing that left an impression.
It didn't have an identity.
Exactly.
And even though they're not walking away with that couch or that coffee table, even though they may like the pieces, that's the thing that sticks out in their
exactly.
mind.
Exactly. Room yeah. has to have a purpose.
So if you have somebody that's moving to, they're relocating to Ohio and they have to be out in 2 weeks for work, what do you typically tell them to do?
Well, definitely unclutter the home.
Right, right.
Put away anything that's personal.
Right. No, but in terms of their furniture, and they say, oh, well, I'm moving to my new house and
oh,
so
I see.
On.
Yes.
I have
yes.
a family. Do you say, leave some of the furniture? Do we get a stager in? What do you tell people to do?
Yeah, if they can leave some behind,
right.
then yes, please leave furniture behind, or
right.
else we'll get a stager in.
Right, exactly. There are two things that I see from the real estate perspective. One is that, again, what you said, that the rooms don't look memorable, and they tend to look smaller, or people are confused of what to do with a room if it's not set up to be that room. But also, I feel, and this is just my opinion, that when people are looking online, and you're right, people have become very savvy with real estate because it's in an instant at your fingertips. At 2 o'clock in the morning, you can go and walk in somebody's house before you see it. So with that being said, when people see that a house is completely empty, I feel they feel that they're going to not necessarily bid high because they feel like, oh, empty house. They've moved. I'll give them a low offer.
Yeah.
Is that part of the mix?
It seems as though they might be in a hurry or
right.
motivated.
Right.
Yeah.
Two
yes,
mortgages and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for that perspective, when you look at a space and it has furniture in it, not cluttered, but it has furniture in it, it doesn't give that impression. I think
yes.
it's a help all around.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I do at Maven Hill Design is staging, and I work with a furniture rental company. I also have in my store, I have all accessories and everything that is available and out on loan if you're going to stage a house, not just for the pictures, for the photo shoot, but also for the duration of the
mm-hmm.
listing. So the house looks loved and lived in.
I agree. That works.
Definitely. All right. So we're going to go to another set of commercials. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterton County, New Jersey.
And we are back with Modern Design. My guest live in the studio today is Dottie Polak of Weikert Realtors right here in Flemington. I am going to open our phone lines in case anybody has a question. They're maybe getting ready to list their house and what they can do, and we're going to go through some different things that I think, and I think I'll get your opinion on, might be smart things to do when you're getting ready to list your house. Our phone lines are open, and they are 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Please feel free to call in with any of your questions. We are a web-based show, so sometimes we don't get a lot of questions, but if we do, that would be great, and we'll field them as they come along. So, Dottie, I'm going to talk about, I would like to go with a listing in my perspective as a stager and a decorator, and I want to get your perspective.
Okay.
Here's my thought. When somebody, everybody's busy, like you say, more now than ever because the cost of living is crazy, the husband and wife both work, whatever the circumstances is, and we're all very, we all have a lot going on. So I feel that most people are visual. And they go online at night after the kids go to bed, whatever, and they go online and they base a lot of their decision, not all of their decision, there's a targeted area and schools, so, you know, districts and taxes and so on. But once they get through that, they're very visual. So they may look at 100 homes online, but of the 100 homes, they're going to pick 10 that they're going to say, okay, Dottie, maybe we want to go see those 10. Isn't that mostly the case?
Yes.
It starts with the web.
Yes.
So it's a couple things. One, it's very important that your pictures look great, that they represent what it is, but that they look great. Now, of those 10, which is a lot for someone to see, I think that most people do a drive-by. So that is, they don't want to go in and out of 10 houses on a Saturday or a Sunday or a Tuesday night with you. So what they'll do is they'll take that 10, they'll get the addresses and the list, and without you, or maybe with you, they'll do a drive-by. And that is they'll go around and see, this one's next to this, this one has a sewer treatment plant, this one has high tension wires, this one has dirty-looking windows, and the driveway needs to be done. And I think we have to start when you're staging a house with the outside, because I think the curb appeal factor, I think you can have a gorgeous house on the inside, but if you don't have the curb appeal, I think that that takes the 10 down to 5. And then when you're in the lucky 5, then they take you to the lucky 5.
Yes.
Am I wrong to think
that? No, you're absolutely right. Get the driveway sealed.
Right.
Pull any type of weeds out of sidewalks.
Exactly.
And the front door clear of clutter.
Exactly.
Nicely, neatly painted.
Most of the homes that I see that are resale, the one mistake that I see initially always is the shrubs are just too big, and you're not seeing the house.
Mm-hmm.
Overgrown shrub,
yeah.
Which is something that costs absolutely no money. But I say this all the time. We're all so busy. Many of us have the garage attached to our house, so we don't even look at our front entrance. We go right in. We leave, it's dark. We come home, it's dark. We go right into our garage, and we go into our back entrance to our family room. We have our dinner, and that's it.
Yeah.
But even myself, every once in a while, I'll come in the front. I'm like, ugh, this is a mess. You know, you don't realize what your front looks like.
Yeah.
So I always tell the people that I'm working with, let's take a walk. Let's walk to the front of the house from the curb, and let's look at it from the perspective that a stranger would look at it at.
Mm-hmm.
Often, I think that's one of the things that I see is the overgrown shrubs, and then a clear pathway to the house. I think that's something that people forget about.
Yeah.
Mulch does, what paint is for the inside, mulches for the outside.
Yes.
And I recommend the dyed black or a very dark mulch because I think in terms of taking pictures, it holds and it shows.
Mm-hmm.
The lighter mulches I don't think show up as much. And there's nice contrast. So
right.
I like to
with
see
the plantings.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And mulch is relatively inexpensive. So just to put down fresh mulch and to cut your plants back make a terrific, terrific statement.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I always like to do is even if you don't have a budget to paint the house or it doesn't need to be painted or maybe it's a brick house, I like to paint the front door. Nothing makes a house pop on the outside in photographs better than a shiny, new-looking front door.
Mm-hmm.
So a paint job just on the front door alone, which is a very small ticket item, can make a big difference.
Yes,
I think
yes.
Absolutely. Because you want to look at a house that looks loved, because if you see that the house seems like it looks loved from the outside, you feel like I think it's been taken care of on the inside.
Yeah, good
don't
energy,
you think?
Yes.
There's good energy there, it feels loved and so on. So I think that's one of the things that I always think that people can do, and I have a good resource for it, is get your windows washed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because when you take those pictures, the outside shots, or if people do the drive-by and they see dirty windows, a lot of people equate dirty-looking windows as maybe you have broken seals. Oh, I have to replace all the windows in the house.
Right, that's right. Be a that major, fog in between, yes.
Exactly. That's going to. And often it's not. It's just the fact that they haven't gotten around to it. They mm-hmm. haven't looked at the front of their house, which most of us don't do. So I think those are some of the things. Anything else as far as the outside? I think you touched upon something that was very important. Most of us need, even if you just do a seal coat on the driveway. I'm
yes.
not saying take out the driveway to the base and start, but a seal coat makes
right.
a
makes
big
a big difference.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you can think of?
As far as trimming, lawn maintenance, keep everything trimmed.
Right. I know a lot of houses that have wood trim do have some rotted wood.
Yeah.
And that's
touch up paint.
I would
scrape.
Say every house that I work on, even if we don't paint the house or there's not a budget or we're underwater, just the trim. If we replace the rotted trim and paint around the trim,
mm-hmm.
and then you do the front door, nice, a pop of color, maybe a dark navy blue or a black, something that's really going to pop on film,
mm-hmm.
that really makes a difference.
I agree, because buyers are going to not only look on the inside, they're going to walk around the house,
oh,
and they're going to look at the soffits and see what needs maintenance, and they're looking at that's what they're going to need to do if
right.
it's not done.
So you want to be in the five, you want to be one of those five houses that you take people to see.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
point that out.
Exactly, exactly. So then we get to those five houses that have good curb appeal or okay curb appeal, and we want to go see the inside. You had said early on that kitchens and baths sell houses, and I think that's a pretty common knowledge that
mm-hmm.
kitchens and baths sell houses. So let's start with the kitchen, which is certainly the heart of the home. Are there anything that you've seen done that you think is probably a negative when it comes to kitchens?
I've seen where people will put new countertops in but leave the old cabinets.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Either paint them, uh-huh. get them professionally painted or something,
right.
because people do walk in, and I see this over and over again.
Right.
Buyers will walk in and say, oh, I like the counters, but the cabinets are still old.
A lot. I see a lot of people
yeah.
do that. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
yeah. Definitely.
And flooring, too. I mean, linoleum is out. Put
right.
tile in or hardwood.
And tile, as I say on Modern Design every week, tile is so inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
I think tile is more inexpensive now than ever.
Yeah.
You can buy beautiful tiles that look like stone, I mean, for, you know, less than a dollar a square foot.
Yeah, and it totally updates the kitchen.
Exactly. Not
mm-hmm.
expensive, not expensive to install, and that's a great thing. Yeah, no linoleum.
Right.
For
right.
sure.
No linoleum.
And I would say people's expectations, even at lower price points, and maybe I'm wrong, but I see that people's expectation, even at lower price points, is some sort of a stone, some sort of a stone surface for countertops,
mm-hmm.
stainless
mm-hmm.
steel appliances,
yes,
undermount sinks. I think people really expect a lot at any price point. Am I wrong to think
no,
that?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. They expect it to be updated.
They expect it to be updated, and
mm-hmm.
they expect stainless steel and some sort of a stone. It might not necessarily be granite, but they're not going to, you know, Formica
right.
or whatever brand cabinets are not acceptable.
If you're a seller, you've got to know that if your home has Formica and linoleum flooring, you're in competition in the same price range with a home that has upgrades.
Exactly.
So you really need to look at that.
Exactly. And sometimes it makes more sense to do that before you put it on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Dottie, sometimes I feel that when people are about to do things, because the economy is sort of uncertain, people will put their house on the market and then make a judgment call that they should do renovations. What's your interpretation of that? Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea?
I wouldn't make any kind of renovations between, you know, while it's listed.
Okay.
You know, either make that decision beforehand or price it effectively.
That's very true. I often feel that because everything is public knowledge on the internet, that when you're going to sell your house, you have to put your best foot forward. And I think if you're going to list your house, you need to do your homework. You need to see other houses in your area and what they have.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the standard around your neighborhood is that people have such and such, if they have granite and they have stainless steel appliances and they have hardwood floors throughout and that type of thing, you have to do that work, that homework, before you put it on the market. Because I've seen people do that. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to put a bigger shower in. I'm going to my yellow toilet is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get out there, and then there's no showings. To me, the damage is done.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you say, okay, we take it off the market, or we do renovations on it, and we put it back on. Oh, that house, I've seen that already. That house needs work.
Exactly. So, because even if you post new pictures, they know the address, and they're just not going to look again.
Right. It's already done. Not mm-hmm. that it's blacklisted, but in a way it is, because you've already done damage.
Yeah.
So what I tell people all the time is, put your best face in the front. Do it at the beginning. Go strong. Price it effectively. Price it with something that's realistic, and put your best foot forward. Don't test the market, because now you've already been blacklisted.
Right.
And then you start with the price spiral running down.
Exactly. You end up selling it for less.
For less, even though you put the money into it.
Yes.
So I see that with people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what I see a lot with people, and I talk about this in Modern Design probably every single week, is that people over-personalize when they renovate. Don't you think?
Yes.
I'm dealing with a gentleman right now, and he has four big bathrooms that we're doing. We just did the kitchen last year. And he's not going to sell tomorrow, but it is in his he's already retired, and it's in his range that within the next 5 years he will move. So we were out looking for bathroom fixtures, and he saw this vanity, very modern vanity with a vessel sink and so on for the powder room, which is on the first floor. And I said, no, you don't want a vessel sink. A vessel sink is very personalized, and if you have young children, there'll be water all over the place. And I think you have to be very specific. I mean, you want to stay and do something that you like, but you have to be careful, I think, not to personalize the improvements, even if they're done well. Don't you think?
I do. I agree. You know, stay conservative.
Right.
Think about what other buyers are going to want, what will appeal to others if
exactly.
you're planning on moving. Yes.
Even if the plan is we're getting we're doing this to sell, even if we're doing this for us, I think you always have to be conscious of the fact
yes.
that you want to make your renovations sort of neutral, good quality, and then do things like, if you want to add personality, do a terrific pink color.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
everybody's doing sort of grayses and very light colors.
Yes.
If you want purple, you want a plum bedroom, do a plum bedroom. It's just paint. You can do it.
You can paint it over.
If you want
an accent with furniture, as opposed to
exactly
the things
and
that
fabric
stay in the
house. And accessories mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Even with backsplashes, I think people, the one thing that, and most people really do listen, believe it or not, at least in my business life, to what I say. But people were getting very personalized with backsplashes, and I said, even things like glass, you know, these, they're already dated.
Yes,
I said a backsplash is not an inexpensive thing to do and remove and do over again. I say do a neutral backsplash. I do a lot of subway tile. I do a lot of white. I do a lot of, or even just a simple sand color.
Mm-hmm.
Neutral backsplashes.
Like the tumbled marble look.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Neutral backsplashes. Then put up beautiful things. Put up a gorgeous platter. If your color is blue, do a blue and white platter and dishes
yes.
and stuff that go against it, and decorate your countertop, but don't do it with the backsplash.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I see more dated backsplashes than anything. They just over-personalize that, don't
yeah,
you think?
I agree. I agree.
I was looking at a house that I'm working on right now in Branchburg, and the lady had hand-painted Italian tiles, and they were all like fruit. And that was very in 20 years ago when she did it. And they're very expensive, but really not appropriate.
It's not appropriate.
Better that she did something that was neutral
mm-hmm.
and then put up a platter that was hand-painted.
Right.
That she could take with her.
Almost like people go with what the fad is at the moment.
At the time,
because
yeah.
they see it on TV.
Right.
But just your best thing is to just stay neutral.
Right. I would have to say, though, that we're in a period of time with decoration that styles are very severe right now, too. I think lots of whites and grays and not much color and very modern and
very monotone.
Right, very monotone, but also very modern, very hard lines.
Yes.
So I think you need to be conscious because that's the stuff that's not going to last.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I do like, though, is I do the white frameless shaker cabinet more now than ever. And I think that that's a great choice for a kitchen, whether you're traditional or contemporary, because you can dress it up, you can dress it down, and it's never really gone out of style.
Yeah, you're right. That can go both ways.
Right. The 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, you can go either way with it.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of timeless. So most often I do a white shaker cabinet. Sometimes in the island we'll bring in another color just in the island or a butler's pantry.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I feel kind of safe with a white cabinet. Do you find that most people today are looking for kitchens with white cabinets? Is that something that comes out a hot button for people?
I'm getting both.
Okay.
Yeah, as people prefer, you know, some people prefer the white or the wood is fine. Either it's going to, if it's wood, they want like cherry or something like that.
Exactly.
Not oak. Oak is out.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Definitely. And we talked about painting cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It also depends on your price range, but there's really, you can really do a nice job with painting cabinets where it really has a nice look, don't you think?
Yes, yes, definitely.
When I do paint cabinets for people, which I do on, you know, on a semi-regular basis, especially if we're going to list the house, they're always amazed with the differences.
Mm-hmm,
It
really updates it.
It really updates it a lot, and it gives it a really fresh look.
Solid paint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would say for the most part, even though a good cherry cabinet is always, you know, is always preferred over, you know, not a quality cabinet, I would say, in general, I think people are still looking for lighter color cabinets.
Yeah.
Am I right?
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, we're going to go to our news break now, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Istanbul's Ataturk Airport back open for travel today after a terrorist attack that kills over 40 people. Texas Congressman Michael McCaul on Fox saying it looks to be an ISIS-related attack.
It involved an airport just like Brussels. It's like the sequel to Brussels. It's the second anniversary of the caliphate. Unlike the PKK, which strikes military, they often strike a civilian targets.
Istanbul's governor saying over a dozen foreign nationals believed to be among the dead. More than 230 people injured in the attack that started with terrorists opening fire on people outside of security checkpoints. All three attackers then blowing themselves off. Toyota is recalling nearly 1.5 million hybrid Prius and Lexus models because of a possible airbag inflator problem, the recall affecting 2010 to 2012 cars. This is USA Radio News at usaradio.com.
If 9 out of 10 of your best friends recommended a restaurant, would you try it? If 9 out of 10 of your best friends recommended a good book, would you read it? Word-of-mouth recommendations from friends are endorsements of quality and value. And that's how it is with Ovation Cell Therapy and the entire line of high-performance hair care products from Ovation Hair. Over 90% of customer survey respondents said they would definitely recommend Ovation Cell Therapy to a friend. Clinically proven results, 100% guaranteed. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier-looking hair, you'll tell your friends about.
Ovation Cell Therapy and the complete line of Ovation Hair Care products are available only online at ovationhair.com. And for a very limited time, select USA News at checkout to get an extra special 20% off your entire order. 20% off and soon, so order now. Remember to select USA News at checkout to receive that limited time 20% off discount. Hurry to ovationhair.com.
Well, a report on Benghazi is out, but will it change any minds? USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
There is new information on what happened in Benghazi, and that information should fundamentally change the way you view what happened.
House Select Committee Chairman Republican Trey Gowdy says the administration failed to respond quickly and aggressively to the attacks that killed four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens.
Not a single wheel of a single U.S. military asset had even turned toward Libya.
Then Secretary of State Clinton taking the brunt of the criticism in that roughly 800-page report. It's released a day after Democrats on the panel released their own report that clears Clinton of any responsibility.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Americans are spending more money. Figures from the Commerce Department show personal spending increased 0.4% in May. That follows a 1.1% spending jump in April. The report indicates what looks like a pickup in confidence since personal income gained only 0.2% last month. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Firefighters corral one of the biggest wildfires of the summer. Fire managers in Central California say the Erskine Fire in the foothills northeast of Bakersfield about 60% contained. The fire's killed two people, burned more than 70 square miles since last Thursday. A Supreme Court analyst says the court has been increasingly leaning liberal. Even without Obama's proposed new justice, USA Radio's Jason Werr picks up the story.
After Supreme Court rulings that significantly benefit the liberal political agenda, one Supreme Court observer says the court clearly has a more liberal bent since the death of Antonin Scalia. Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation tells USA Radio News the four liberal justices on the Supreme Court are no longer making any pretense about their attempts to undermine the Constitution.
Right now, the Second Amendment in this country is hanging by a thread. It's been very clear that the four liberal justices on the court, there is no gun control law that they think goes too far.
Spakovsky added, as long as Justice Anthony Kennedy is on the court, conservatives will have to worry about the Supreme Court on every case. I'm Jason Werr.
How did you sleep last night? A new study confirms that sleep deprivation has a long list of undesirable effects.
Lack of sleep causes next day impairment, including symptoms like fatigue, irritability, anxiety, depression, inability to concentrate, memory impairment, difficulty paying attention, and overall decreased quality of life.
Dr. Bruce Corser with the Sleep Management Institute says you should see your doctor about treatments if you're having trouble sleeping. This is USA Radio News.
And we are back live in studio with Modern Design. And my guest in studio today is Dottie Pollack with Weikert Realtors right here in Flemington. She's a terrific realtor. She's in the Million Dollar Club and has been for a number of years now. Dottie, how can people reach you if they want to have an evaluation of their home or maybe they're looking for a home?
Directly on my cell, which is 609-357-8436, or my website, which is dottieshomeguide.com.
Wonderful. I also do have our phone lines open here in studio. If you'd like to call and ask a question to myself or Dottie, the phone number here is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. And our topic today is things that you can do to your house to make it more valuable when you go to list it. So we were talking about kitchens, and I think we're both under the consensus in general, because everybody has specific tastes. Some people want espresso, some people want that. But would you agree with what I said? 100% of the people don't want 1968 Mediterranean cabinets.
Exactly.
So if you happen to do espresso cabinets very well and you really wanted white cabinets, you probably could live with that because it's an updated kitchen.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have a dark kitchen or a very dated kitchen, it would be something you probably have to take on right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which probably for most people, a renovation. For most people these days, it seems, is not favorable. I would say even 10 years ago, I think a lot of people, when times were a little bit different, didn't have the issue of going into a house and putting their own stamp on it. It was kind of attractive. When I bought my house 11 years ago, I loved the fact that it had pickled cabinets, pink cabinets, because I knew I could put what I wanted to do at the time on them. So for me, it was a fun thing to do.
Right, right.
The base, you know, the base was there, hardwood floors and light and all the things that I needed. But I like that. But I don't see that as much from the people that I talk to. Do you see that with buyers? Do many buyers want to put their stamp on it?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
But they'd rather it done
right
at the time, basically,
yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
But and that falls back with people are just too busy to do their own work. It's from our time frame.
Right.
We, you know, doing hard work. When I bought my house,
right,
I just wanted the layout is
right
what I was looking for and the location.
Exactly.
What was inside, I could always fix.
It was irrelevant. You could always
exactly
make it work
and
for
it's
you
not with what people are looking at anymore.
No.
It's different.
It's very much changed. And
mm-hmm.
I always wonder why that is. I guess maybe because we're busier?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. A lot of people don't want to have work to do,
right,
because they want their weekends free, and that's part of cultural,
right,
generational type
right
of a thing.
Exactly, especially
you know
for the younger buyers.
Right, and to come in and have to do work around the house, and even as far as like renovating or cleaning gutters or cutting the grass, people
right
don't want to be bothered. They want their weekends free.
Exactly. I noticed when you were showing me your notes before, and you're talking about things that are maintenance free, is a a list for your buyers.
Yeah.
When you're talking about things like siding and so on, maybe the cement board siding is, I think, probably favorable.
Mm-hmm.
And using probably AZAC instead of regular wood is probably
right.
People think
holds up longer.
Longer, and people are looking for that.
Mm-hmm. As far as like soffits do aluminum, no more wood.
Right.
Wood.
Right. Definitely. And even with decking, they don't want to have to
root. Yes.
Decking is constant maintenance. If you have a deck, it's constant maintenance,
I
think.
It is constant maintenance, but they have the decking that is I guess it's like composite.
Yeah, any of the different brands that last a lot longer. Mm-hmm. Still needs to be power washed and maintained, but not like wood,
mm-hmm.
for
yeah.
sure. Okay, so we're talking about kitchens. And here's my consensus about kitchens, because I think things have changed in the past even 5 years. When I first started in this business already a long time ago now, almost 20 years ago, most people did like hardwood on the first floor. But when it came to their kitchen, they didn't want hardwood in their kitchen. They would put some sort of a ceramic or a stone surface in their kitchen because of the kitchen. But I see that drastically changing. And most people now want to carry the hardwood through the kitchen. I see that as a change. Do you see that also?
I do. But yeah. Personally, what I really don't like to see is if the floor is similar color to the cabinets, because it's just all
yes.
one thing.
Exactly. When I bought one of my first homes, it was a spec house, and the kitchen was already put in. And I loved the house, and I looked in the window, and the color of the floor was exactly the color of cabinets, and I just thought that was terrible. And there are things that you can do to break that up with with accessories and backsplashes to bring. But in general, I think one of the reasons it's more acceptable now to do hardwood floors throughout is because people are going for painted cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to have white or gray or black painted cabinets, the color of the wood floor is irrelevant. In fact, it actually works well together.
I agree.
So one of the things I'm seeing again is kitchens with hardwood floors that carry through the rest of the house. I'm seeing as sort of just a standard, still stainless steel appliances.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're trying to push the companies, because I go to a lot of these seminars. I took you to one a couple
yes.
years ago.
Yes.
They're trying to push black stainless or a color that's other than that, cobalt blue. None of it's ever taken off.
No, it's not. I did show a house a couple of weeks ago that uh-huh. had the black stainless. So
right.
I got to look at it up close.
What did you think of it?
It's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, a little more on the modern side. I like
right.
it, though.
Right.
I thought it was pretty neat.
But in general, I don't think it's
No,
it's
I don't
not,
think it's going to take off.
Yeah, it really...
I saw also they had come out with a bronze-looking stainless.
Right.
And now I haven't seen that anywhere.
Anywhere. You know why? Because they want the manufacturers of these appliance places want the next thing, so people will spend more money.
Mm-hmm.
But people, stainless steel was always, years ago, only the rich had it. Even if you had a nice house 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
nobody had granite. Nobody had stainless steel appliances. They had either white or black appliances,
right.
and they had maybe Corian. And
yes.
that was fine.
Yes.
Now it's like a standard to have stainless steel.
Yes.
So it really has changed a lot in that way. So definitely stainless, definitely hardwood floors in the kitchen. Definitely stainless steel appliances. Name brand, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much. Even like 10 years ago, everybody wanted Viking and Sub-Zero. I don't think that holds true anymore. I think you could do GE, or you can do appliances.
Right. Samsung.
Right. And there's good quality appliances
there
out
are. There.
I think people like a suite of appliances. They like them to be the same brand. I don't know if you find that or not. A suite of appliances, as opposed to being all different names in the space. I think under counter lighting mm-hmm. is something that's that people are looking for, or task lighting. A center island. Do a lot of people ask you for a center island, even if it's small?
I don't get that often.
No.
It's very funny. A lot of the new home buyers that I work with, a lot of them say, kitchen's not that big of a deal. We don't cook much.
Wow.
But there are those that will go in with an offer and
right.
say, well, you know what? I'm going to go at this price because there's no stainless or no granite.
Right,
so.
Exactly. And let's talk about the counter surfaces, which I think are a hot button. I know a lot of people are touting quartz, but I still am a granite fan.
I like granite, too.
And I feel
there's so many choices in colors.
Exactly. And to me, even though... The quartz is sometimes even more expensive, I still think there's a little cachet to granite.
Mm-hmm.
It's naturally occurring. And I think, again, when you're picking granite for your house, don't go off the charts with what you're doing. Stay within the profile of what would be acceptable in your kitchen and the architecture of your house. That's another thing with kitchens specifically. People will build, purchase a 1968 Center Hall Colonial and put in an ultra modern kitchen. Doesn't work.
Doesn't work, no. No, it does not.
And resale, it really doesn't work. And I see that a lot. The kitchen is the heart of your home, and be very sensitive to the architecture of your space. It doesn't mean you couldn't do a updated kitchen, but you can't go over the top with modern if you're in a colonial house.
Exactly.
Respect the the architecture of the house. Do you see people make that mistake a lot?
I do. I go into a home, and on the outside, and I'll be honest with you, many times when I have a buyer that wants to look at multiple homes,
right,
I'm not exactly looking at the interior in depth until because I'll get there ahead of time.
Right.
I'll look at the house.
Right.
And I'll be shocked with a home that has a colonial traditional style on the outside.
Facade, right.
And it is all modern.
Right.
And it just throws you off.
Definitely.
It really does. And it throws what confuses me, sometimes a lot of young people don't really realize that that doesn't flow.
Right.
Really,
no, they don't, because they're used to modern. They want everything to be modern. But you have to respect architecture. That doesn't mean you have to make it look like it was 1968 inside, which could kind of be cool, actually. But what you have to do is you have to respect the architecture. And I think that's the biggest mistake most designers even make. I see all the time is they don't respect the architecture. Mm-hmm. If you have a contemporary home, that's terrific. And then do the modern and have it flow and be seamless and wonderful. But if you have a ranch or you have a colonial, you have to respect that a little bit and go with what's appropriate. Go more transitional, so it's modern, but it's not over the top modern. And that's why I say here with modern, my show is called Modern Design. It doesn't mean ultra contemporary design. It means what's of the era, what's now, what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in last week's show, we talked about what was trending and so on. So again, hardwood floors, I would say undermount sinks are a big deal. Everybody wants an undermount sink.
Yeah.
I think a return to stainless steel sinks and not so much the farm sink anymore. I know people like the farm sink, but several ladies have told me they don't like the farm sink because when you lean, because there's not a lip, you don't have that cabinet, you're right against the sink, you wind up getting wet from the sink. So I'm seeing less farm sinks these days. I'm seeing undermount stainless steel sinks. The big thing with sinks now is deep. If you can have a single bowl, I think, and deeper than ever, that was another thing that I see that people like. Gas for the cooktop, a gas range.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, in a kitchen, I like the cooktop on the island, which I think is a controversial thing. When I went into my house, I guess I'm on my fourth or fifth house, but when I went into my house and the cooktop was on the island, the first thing I said was, oh, I'm going to get rid of that. I hate that. I love that. Because if you entertain and your cooktop is on the island, you are with your guests.
Mm-hmm.
You're a part of the party. Otherwise, what are you doing? Your guests are having a wonderful time drinking wine, and what are you facing? A wall.
Yes.
You're looking at a wall. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know how I feel about that.
Yeah, but the audience doesn't, Dottie.
I do. I don't know. I guess I'm a traditionalist.
Uh-huh.
I do like having, because a particular style that I've...
She's blushing. I can't wait till we get the. I can't wait till we get the cameras in here.
I don't know. I don't know if I really want my cooktop in the middle because of exhaust issues.
Right.
We're big on having the major exhaust above it, and I don't want something hanging out of the ceiling in the middle of my.
Well, you also can do the downdraft, and it comes up and it does
that
as well.
But that takes up so much space out of your cabinetry too. So yeah, it's a thought.
Yeah, it's right. I don't think that's a win or lose decision, but something to think up in terms of kitchens. All right, so let's move on. We only have about 7 minutes left. Let's move on from the kitchen to the bathrooms. What are some of the things you see when you go through houses of bathrooms?
I still see outdated tubs.
What's the worst bathroom you've ever seen? I have a good story for bathrooms.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you ever see something that's so bad?
Pink tile or pale green tile?
I saw a chocolate brown toilet. Now, I did do a house in Ringo's that had black toilets, and I thought that was bad because you see, if you have a well, you know what you have. You have hard water. You have mineral deposits. It's gross, and you see white when you have a black toilet. But there's probably nothing worse than a chocolate brown toilet. I think that's about as bad as bad. I guess it might have some redeeming qualities, but a chocolate brown toilet is about as bad as it could ever be.
Yeah.
What are some things you see in bathrooms? Because bathrooms can be really bad. I even see where people do update their kitchen, but they neglect the baths.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, people, if you have a limited budget and you can only do so much. Do your bathrooms, because bathrooms are very inexpensive to do.
Right.
Tile is very cheap. Pre-done vanities are very cheap.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot you can do.
You can do the tubs around, just something to update it.
Just something to update it, and not a lot of money, a few thousand dollars.
Yeah.
Not a lot of money. I saw a bathroom in Flemington, and it was so bad, it was in style. It had a sort of a pendant fixture that was sort of like was round, and it had like sort of a model glass in it, and it was very modern, late 1960s foil paper, and everything was silver. I mean, it was like a bathroom you would probably see like in a club in New York or something like that, but very like late 1960s.
Wow.
What are some of the things that you've seen in bathrooms that you're like, ugh, I can't even go in there?
They're just outdated. The old tiles still on the walls.
Right.
I've seen where people have renovated the bathroom and kept the old tile and made it work.
Right.
It looks awesome. It's kind of retro in a way.
One of the things that you can do, and I think you've been on a couple of jobs where I've done this, when there's not a lot of budget to renovate, there's a grout company that I like to use. And there's more than one out there, but there's one that I like in particular that I use, where they go in and they not only do they clean your grout or even replace your grout, but they will color your grout to the color of the tile. And that's a big mistake people make when they renovate. They do a white tile, and then they put in contrasting grout. You don't want contrast when you do tile. It makes it look busy. You want consistency. You want to see the beautiful tile. You don't want to see the grout.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done that, where people say, well, I can't renovate, and I have a very soft light green floor tile in my bathroom. When we make the grout the color of it, it just becomes one surface, and it really does make
that
a difference.
That really updates it a lot. That's beautiful.
My biggest thing that I say to people, if you're going to do a bathroom over, whether your tastes run to bone or a crew or biscuit or whatever color, don't do it. Do white. Do white bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will always be in style. You could have done a white bathroom in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s. White bathrooms are always in style. So,
and then accent
with color. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. And then, so with a neutral surface, you can do anything. And the contrast is very beautiful. And it will photograph very beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about tubs, the big jacuzzi tubs, in or out?
Out.
I'd say out, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
People don't have time to lay around in them.
No,
and
no.
It takes up a lot of floor space.
Exactly. What I seem to be doing these days when people want to renovate their homes, for some reason, especially in the 90s, because I have a house that was built in 1991, when they did the jacuzzi tubs, which were sort of the thing to do then if you had a larger home, they built these massive, massive decks around the tub.
Some of them have a step up.
And they're just so hard to get into, people don't use them. I've lived in my home for 11 years. I've never turned it on. I don't think the motor probably could work. I haven't touched it in 11 years. The only time that it has water in it is just when to clean it. But other than that, it's so difficult to get in and out of, and there's such a big deck around it. That's the way they did tubs. What I'm doing for most homes that I work on now is I'm taking all that out. We're retiling so there's more floor space, and we're doing a freestanding tub nothing around it with a back filler. And then instead of using the jacuzzi jets, we're using air jets. And air jets are don't require the same maintenance, the same water doesn't stay in there. They just give you a little bubble.
Mm.
But that's a nice way to go to modernize your space. Do the beautiful freestanding tub. You can get great shapes today in white.
Mm-hmm.
And then do the back filler. And it's sort of a really good adaptation. I also think people are more into showers than they ever were.
And just like at least one bathroom in the house with a tub for kids.
Yes.
At least the main bath.
That is a very important because I have people that say, oh, I want to renovate my bathrooms and I want to eliminate. I said, no, keep one as a tub. It doesn't have to be a deep tub. It could be the old-fashioned shallow tub. But if you have children, you want to have a tub in the house. Otherwise, you're washing your kids in the kitchen sink and you don't want to do that. All right, we're coming down to our last minute. Donna, is there anything else when people are renovating their house or things that come to mind that might be a good decision for people? I say if you're renovating your master bathroom, two sinks.
Yes.
People make that mistake all the time. They say, oh, we just renovated the bathroom. Come in, see what you think. And I go in and they do one beautiful vanity with one sink. I'm like, what did you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
You should always have two sinks.
Yeah, I agree.
And I, for the most part, don't like, there's a style right now where people are doing two individual vanities. And I think that's a big mistake. I'll tell you why. The best thing about having in a master the two sinks is that you're getting a lot of counter space. And most women and men, but most women need that counter space for makeup, for a hair dryer, for for all that stuff. It gives you that. If you do two individual vanities, which I've had people say that they want to do, you're not getting as much counter space.
Right, and that takes up a lot more space in a room.
Exactly, exactly. And some bathrooms are very big and you can do that, but don't you want more counter space?
I agree.
Nobody doesn't want counter space.
Yeah.
Here's the last thing I'll leave you with. Pedestal sinks, yes or no? I would say for me, no.
No. Vanities. Even in a powder room, it's a vanity.
A vanity, absolutely.
They have some beautiful new ones, too.
Oh, my God, better than ever, right?
Yeah.
And interesting and creative.
With the granite, one piece with the sink all in
right.
The back. It looks nice.
Definitely. Dottie, this hour went by so quick, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Give our audience one more time if they'd like to reach you. Dottie Pollock of Weikert Realtors, how to reach you?
My cell phone is 609-357-8436. My website, it's dottieshomeguide.com.
Well, thank you. You're a great and informative guest and also a personal friend, I might add. I will see you back in studio, my guests, that is, my listeners, at 2 o'clock for our afternoon show, Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Okay, get out there. Enjoy some of the sunshine. We'll see you back in studio here at 2 o'clock. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Istanbul's Ataturk Airport back open for travel today after a terrorist attack that kills over 40 people. Texas Congressman Michael McCaul on Fox saying it looks to be an ISIS-related attack.
It involved an airport just like Brussels. It's like the sequel to Brussels. It's the second anniversary of the caliphate. Unlike the PKK, which strikes military, they often strike civilian targets.
Istanbul's governor saying over a dozen